Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Zone, Z-O-N-E, Zone. It could be the DJVZ program, the DJV. I like that, dude. What do you think? Is that better than the Clubhouse? We're in the Zone. We could do a podcast like all these other phony balonies. We've got something new for you, and it's new at all. But
Clubhouse is friendlier.
Clubhouse friendlier?
It's friendlier, because the Zone makes me think of that guy, the No Spin Zone or whatever. You remember, wasn't that Bill O'Reilly?
Bill O'Reilly is in the No Spin Zone, and that was such a bunch of baloney because there was nothing but spin.
He was in the Twilight Zone.
He was nothing but spin, and it continues to be nothing but spin. But it's entertaining. One thing, he's an egomaniac, but the stuff that he comes up with sometimes is pretty entertaining. I thought he did a pretty good radio program, actually, because it was, you know, entertainment doesn't mean you have to agree. It just means that you have to stay tuned. That's it, and he was pretty good at that, as we are, as a matter of fact, if I don't say so myself. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner is here. Yay!
Yay, Jay.
All right, so you have the yuccabungas? Yes. What happened with you?
Yeah, I had food poisoning. It was nastiness.
So is this something you got from some place we should warn people about? Or is this stuff like what I do?
My husband's cooking.
Your husband, yes.
He's actually a really good cook. My husband's the cook in our family. He's a much better cook than I am. But, yeah. Sunday's dinner was not happening.
What was on the menu?
I feel like you guys would judge me. Burgers.
We judge you. Sounds good.
I thought I was the only red meat eater on the show. Except I no longer eat red meat as of Sunday.
That'll do it.
There you go. See, that'll do it. Yep. The only person that is here really eats red meat. And she doesn't eat. She might say it for effect, but Jennifer doesn't eat that much meat either.
I eat hamburgers and steaks, but I have to have them well done. I can, yes. Like, I'm somebody who's super close. Like, I could probably give it up.
Yeah.
So
I'm
you're
with
someone
you.
Who goes to a really good steakhouse and gets the cheapest content because as soon as you say
I get the filet,
you want it well done.
Butterflied well done.
Mm-hmm. Right, but that's delicious. Yeah. In if you ever read Kitchen Confidential that Anthony Bourdain wrote, chefs will give you. They pull out a cheaper cut of meat from the kitchen if people want it well done. My father-in-law does that too. I'm like, ugh.
All right. So here's before we go to the handgun shooter mup stuff. Here's something that you can chew on. Pardon the pun. The Food and Drug Administration has fired an unmistakable warning shot at the leafy greens industry. Yeah, this is what I first thought you perhaps was the problem, Jay, with you, because so many people get E. coli and salmonella, listeria from eating the greens that are in those boxes that are supposedly fresh produce. So now, because they've done a lot of research on especially the recurring nature of the problem in the growing area near Santa Maria, Jennifer, and Salinas, the FDA has declared that the strain, which has been recurring over and over and over again, that's what recurring means, so that's redundant, the outbreak last year is a foreseeable hazard on the part of these people. They just have not, they put the manure on or whatever it is they use to fertilize once the stuff comes out of the ground, and which that's a no-no. You put it on the ground as you prepare it to put the seeds in. You don't put it on after the seeds start to grow. By the way, this bears fruit for people at home. If you have your own garden, more and more people have their own garden. If you have your own garden and you have used fertilizer, don't use fertilizer on it after the leafy greens, whatever they may be. Maybe it's lettuce, maybe it's spinach, maybe it's beets, whatever it is that comes out of the ground. You don't put stuff on
poop.
It. That's exactly what you're eating. And so that, you know, and that's where it comes from. If you look at the history of these particular products that come out of the, it's the leafy green industry, they call it. And it's a huge business because everybody likes greens and everybody thinks that leafy greens are good for you.
Well, they're already washed and that's so convenient to use instead of buying a giant bushel of, you know, spinach or kale or whatever.
Just soak it and get the sand off.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that may be, except that for
that's why I buy
times,
them. I'm sure that's why 10. Most people do buy them.
Yeah. Well, there was a work group that was convened of California agricultural folks, and they came up with, this is only like a week or so old, this information, so most people probably haven't seen or heard of it, and maybe you wouldn't either. It's not like it's going to be a headline in most of the mainstream press. They're too busy pointing fingers at police or, you know, what Fauci said, yada, yada. Meanwhile, this is another bit of information you probably won't get anywhere else, but it does affect your life. If you like leafy greens, buy them. As even though it may be quote unquote more convenient to buy them in a box, buy the stuff that's not in a box that's seen air and water. You have to make sure they're a little fresher, but by the same token, they're better for you, and you won't get sick like Jay did. Even though
you're
Jay probably didn't.
You're such a bully. You're such a bully to people who have no time.
And he doesn't buy anything that isn't pre-made. You're like you don't buy a bunch of leafy greens yourself and cook them.
I do actually. I started buying those micro greens, the little bits and pieces of alfalfa. And
yeah,
they literally
go from the package, which comes in plastic, right to your plate. There's nothing that you don't have to do anything with that, so it doesn't count.
Really?
Yeah, really.
That's rather harsh. Please.
And you are a bully when it comes to this stuff. You are very. I see why Jay didn't want to tell you that she ate a burger.
Help. I'm trying to help people live a long and happy life. Live long and prosper with the DJV program, thanks to Doug Steffen and his warnings about food. So there.
what's the end result of this? So the FDA has issued a warning.
A lot of people got so many people got sick. So the end result is that the message is aimed not only at the farms, but at everybody involved in the production along the way. And the idea, I think, with preventative measures, perhaps the greens that we are talking about will be better, but these people take the path of least resistance, and they don't necessarily wash them. They say that they're washed, but they aren't really. You can open up these packages, you can find stuff in there, find a little bit of dirt, find sometimes a little worm crawling around inside of the stuff. So, you know, no, it's not a perfect by any stretch of the imagination. Good for my compost pile, though. If you don't eat it, you throw it in my compost pile, and voila, got good compost. So, all right. So if we had enough of that, I'm not intending to be a bully.
Well, I'll add on one quick thing.
Yes.
200. Yeah, we're sensitive. We're so sensitive, Jen. We're too sensitive.
I'm sensitive to the time that I have, and I don't know that you realize. Like, some people have to buy those things because do I want to
spend
half an hour?
I'm just telling you, you risk getting sick. That's all.
So just so you, if you rinse everything, then even if it says it's washed, I always still rinse everything. So, and put it in my salad spinner. So then what else can you do? You're going to cook everything, mostly, unless you're going to eat it raw.
Well, that's the thing. There you are. That's the next thing. Like Jennifer said, when she eats her meat, it's very well done. When I have fish, it's very well done. It's even more important to cook chicken because of all the stuff that's in the chicken. You wouldn't, as I said, if you knew really, you would deny your feelings about chicken having it. And the guys at Chick-fil-A don't want to hear this sort of stuff, but you better make sure chicken and pork, especially, very well done, because there's all kinds of stuff crawling around in there.
Well, the other quick add-on, then, just be careful, because there are 200,000 pounds of ground turkey that's now being recalled because of salmonella. So this is kind of right on, you know, on schedule with your story. And this is coming from Plainville Brands, which is sold nationwide under Nature's Promise. Nature's Promise is the Stop and Shop brand, Wegmans brand, and Plainville Farms. So these are three big names. So just be, you know, look it up before you buy any of that ground turkey, because salmonella is no fun.
All right. Cook it well, and you'll probably be better off. Let's get to what happened yesterday at the trial, yesterday in Minnesota. The overview, if you will, Jen, of what has happened, the outreach since the shooting, was that Sunday night, I think it was. And so where are we with all of this.
It's just, it's so much in Minneapolis. It's like a bed of embers that are just gasoline poured on them every 5 minutes. I guess we could start with the shooting. So, super troubling. Dante Wright is the person who lost his life, 20 years old. He's a dad, had a child, I think a one-year-old child. He was out driving in Brooklyn Center. He was pulled over by police. They realized he had an outstanding warrant. He had gotten out of the car, submitted to what was starting to be an arrest. I guess he got spooked and started looking like he was running. One of the officers, this was a policewoman who was going to use her taser to try to stop him from getting in the car and running. And she shouted, the reason we know she was going to use her taser is that she shouted, taser, 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 because police are supposed to back away from people who are going to be tased. And instead she deployed her firearm. Now, he got in his car, shot, and drove until he got into a traffic accident and later died at the scene. This was all announced yesterday on Sunday night after all of this went down. Looting, rioting, violence, and another night of looting, rioting, violence happened in the city of Brooklyn Center and in Minneapolis last night as you're waking up today. That's the story. As far as the trial goes, Derek Chauvin, they expect to have that trial wrapped, according to the judge, by Friday. Yesterday, the defense attorney, Eric Nelson, asked for the jury to be sequestered. I think they should have been this entire time.
Me too.
Unfortunately, the judge did not see it that way, and the judge said that they would not sequester the jury. He then said, well, can we at least ask the jury what they saw from the rioting and from the shooting? And the judge said, no, we cannot do that. So those were two claims denied. It looks like the prosecution's pretty much done, and the defense will start, and the judge says that the trial should be over by Friday, which I don't think is great, because you already have now all of this energy in one place, and now you're going to have a jury deliberating, and maybe we have a verdict as early as next week. I mean, this could be... You know, there's just a lot of things that can happen. There's a lot of emotions and anger in the city, and... that's the scoop.
That is the scoop. 18 after the hour, you got the scoop here on the DJV program. Jan Victoria, Jay has what's trending, and that involves a childhood star being in the focus. Lots of input from you as well here on the DJV program. Last time you thought about your nose was hopefully about 2 minutes ago as you're getting up, brushing your teeth, washing your face. Have you taken the Navage machine? The first line of defense against virtually every single thing that's floating around in the air right now. Boy, do we have allergies, all of us, with the exposure to things that are growing, coughing and sneezing. Your nose is crusty in the morning, so you clean it out. And then at night when you go to bed, do the same thing. Pretty easy. Proper nasal cleaning is so easy, thanks to your Navage. If you don't know what Navage is, go to N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com, because in 60 seconds I can't tell you more than it's the only nose cleaner with powered suction. It's not messy. It's very, very good for all of the things that are in the air that will ail you, if you will. So do the routine. Get going with it. If you don't have one of these yet, go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, and order one. Backed by a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction, you'll get the stuff that I'm promising or you get your money back at Navage.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, time to drum into your head a little bit of trending info here, courtesy of Jay, who's done the research. Jay Kirshner, along with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn on the DJV program with Doug Steffen. There's an out-of-wedlock birth, if you can imagine anything that exciting or that outrageous, which wedlock. We will talk about. From
I haven't heard that term in so long. That's awesome.
Right?
Out-of-wedlock.
I was expecting that one.
Yeah.
Well, listen, that's good because you're not supposed
to. You gotta lock it down.
You're supposed to be surprised. All right, we'll give you the complete timeline of the birth, et cetera, because I know you're on the edge of your seat right after this. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new MySlippers. MySlippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all-day, indoor use, outside wear. My slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. All right, so here we have the big story. Today, I feel like Dan Rather, the big story. You know, that show that he does with all of the people from past music moments. So we have something, actually something here, Jay, that does come out of the past, in a manner of speaking, because these two, the actor and actress that have had this baby, have been around for a long time, right?
Yeah, they're both child stars. Macaulay Culkin and Brenda Song welcomed their first child together, of course, with, you know, the pandemic and everything. It was a lot easier, I feel like, for these celebrities to keep the baby hush-hush, or the pregnancy hush-hush, and then announce the arrival rather than having to do the announcing the pregnancy, announcing the gender, announcing when the baby's going to be due. It was just all kind of a one and done, and the baby's name is Dakota.
Named after whose sister? Was it Macaulay Culkin's sister? Who died?
Yeah. She died. She got hit by a car.
Ooh.
Yeah. And she was 29, I think, or 28.
Hmm. How long have these two been dating or been together, living together?
4 years.
Yeah.
They met while filming the movie Changeland. Changeland was released in 2019, but they'd been together for 4 years. That was when I think they were first linked.
Mm-hmm. Is he still as important as he seemed to be as a child actor? I don't know that much about either one of them currently. No.
That's a no. Well, he kind of, you know, he's done interviews where people ask him about things, like going from child star to, he's done a lot of offbeat kind of, you know, indie films, and he's been very selective about what he wants to do. I guess he's still living off of a lot of money that he made as a kid, because he hasn't worked to the point where it seems like he needs to pay bills.
He does a lot of, like, weird kind of indie projects, too.
Right.
So it's not like he's making a ton of money from that.
Right.
Well, if he's invested in some of the stuff that's around to invest in today, he's been smart about it. A lot of these kids have had good advice or were smart enough to do things with their money early on. So if that's the case and he's in, like, Bitcoin or something, he's doing just fine. He and Mila Kunis were an item before she married,
Ashton Kutcher. Yeah, they were together for a while. They lived, I believe it was next door or across the street from Mila Kunis' parents' house, because she is quoted as saying that was where they did all the grocery shopping. They would always go to her parents' house and just raid their fridge and their pantry.
Really? But she's older, isn't she? How much? She seems to me when you see the ad that's running right
now.
With
Mila,
the two of them.
I think, is younger than Macaulay Culkin.
She is.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
All right. Well, so there we have it, folks. You got the story of the scoop ahead of everybody else. Macaulay Culkin is a dad. Yabba dabba doo, 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS, and again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three get three free, so that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A few hundred people are protesting and looting after a Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer said she accidentally shot and killed 20-year-old Dante Wright when she really meant to pull out her taser. A struggle ensued after police attempted to arrest Mr. Wright for an outstanding warrant during a traffic stop on Monday. Police have already released the cop's body cam videos. Authorities in Washington, D.C. are searching for a person who shot three women, two of them fatally, before lighting an apartment on fire with a newborn inside Monday night. Two victims were pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities believe the fire was set by the attacker who was leaving the apartment. No other details were given by authorities. In keeping up with his long-standing environmentalism, Prince Philip will reportedly receive an eco-friendly send-off, lying in a $1,200 wood coffin carried by an electric Land Rover. Philip's funeral is Saturday for the Duke of Edinburgh. He died in his sleep Friday at the age of 99. This is USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
A former National Football League coach for the Kansas City Chiefs organization has been charged with driving while intoxicated. The charge was issued after an accident left a small child with a brain injury. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former Kansas City Chiefs assistant linebackers coach Britt Reed has been charged with driving while intoxicated in connection with a February 4th crash that left a 5-year-old girl with a brain injury. The charge announced on Monday carries a potential jail sentence of 1 to 7 years. Prosecutors have requested a $100,000 bond. The crash occurred near the Truman Sports Complex, but prosecutors say they have no indication that Reed was drinking at Arrowhead Stadium.
Earlier this year, the stadium changed its name to GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Millions of gallons of radioactive water contaminated during the 2011 Fukushima earthquake and tsunami that resulted in the nuclear power plant meltdown will be released back into the Pacific Ocean. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The government of Japan says it will begin to release water from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean in 2 years. The treated radioactive water has been accumulating at the plant since the 2011 earthquake that damaged the plant's reactors. Tokyo Electric Power, the operator of the plant, says its capacity to store the water will be full by next year. Japan's prime minister called the move the most realistic option for dealing with the water, saying it was a necessary step towards the decommissioning of the plant. The decision has been fiercely opposed by local fishermen and environmental groups.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, we're going to kid around for a while, ladies. What do you think? Or should we get right to the heart of the matter? This is the DJV program, which normally gets right to the heart of the matter. It could be the matter is simple. Otherwise, sometimes things get very complicated, as we have seen over the past year with all the COVID stuff. Jennifer and Victoria and Jay, we all have had this ad nauseum, and we are honestly not... It gets tiresome. And I'm the king of wanting to move on. As most people who listen to the program know, I don't like going over things much. But there's so much with the COVID vaccine, the plans for the passport, is there going to be one, yada, yada, yada. There's all of this stuff. I thought it was interesting, Victoria, that FEMA is offering that. Remember we were talking about this, I think it was last week. Mm-hmm. This seems to be confirmation of paying for funeral expenses, $9,000. For mm-hmm. funerals. So how do you apply for that? How do you qualify? Who's going to have their funerals paid for? Is it, I guess it's how much money you make, right? You have you to prove.
I do believe that is true, yes, that you have to qualify. And I think FEMA's taking applications on their site, on their website. But it's interesting. FEMA has taken, I cautiously say this, it might be the most well-organized FEMA's been in terms of helping out with COVID, because we know that they're not really great with natural disasters usually. Mm-hmm. So, but with, you know, the mega site in New Jersey where I am, where I got my first shot, FEMA has been running those sites with, either the Navy or the Army Reserves. And so it's been really well organized, and everyone seems to be – everyone who's left a megasite has said, wow, FEMA did a great job with that. So who knows? Maybe that's why they're tied in now with COVID deaths and using some of those funds to help cover funeral costs. In a lot of places, especially in the New York and New Jersey area, in inner cities that got hit really hard, people have not been able to claim their loved ones from the morgue. So it's at this point.
What, they're still in the freezer?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
People can't pay their rent. They can't pay 10 grand to get grandma out. You know, so, I mean, that's just that's what's happening.
Jennifer, when it comes to homeless in California, did the state or feds pay for the funerals of the people who are homeless? They just laying on, you know, pick them up off the street. What do they do with them?
No, I think they probably just toss them in the pile. I don't. I mean, they might try to. They probably try to contact. I mean, in all seriousness, they probably try to find next of kin to notify them. But no, they don't pay for funerals.
No. Okay. All right. I think something is very appropriate in this call from the Secretary of State for more investigation as to where COVID came from. The Chinese have not cooperated, and so now, but the world knows that the Chinese government is responsible for this.
Yeah, but when he had him face to face, he didn't say a word about
it. Well, so that was then, and now is now.
It was 2 weeks
ago.
So you go after him.
Yeah,
and he was embarrassed. And that was the first meeting, so, right?
Well, I know, but as China was yelling at him, saying that America stinks and that we're a racist country and that
China
we don't
stinks
have it.
And they're a racist country.
Right.
How about
so
we just throw it back in their face?
Why wouldn't he say that? It seems like backtracking.
Who knows? Hard to figure out the whys and wherefores. I just think that it's time, way past time, actually. It should have been done last. If you want to throw darts at the administration, the last administration didn't hold them accountable either. Everybody knew. I mean, Fauci and his foolishness with actually funding the research that was done in this against what the Obama administration told him to do. Why did that guy even have his job? He should have been fired then because he did the exact opposite of what his bosses told him to do.
Well,
that's kind of, you want to live
not,
in the past,
but
go back
not.
To that.
Yeah, but his boss is not the president, or else, believe me, Trump would have fired him. That's right there. It shows that.
Well, but it was done during the Obama. The money went over there during the Obama administration.
But that was money that was money that Fauci had allocated in his budget that he was allowed to do that. So,
I get that, but still, what's he spending? Or did he not know what they were doing in the lab? Did they not
research?
That's
the point. He wanted to. Yeah, he wanted to do more research.
I like him. I've lost faith in Fauci. I think he's a loser and an opportunist. Yes,
way too much.
I mean, it's just he's oversaturated. He loves being a star. He constantly moves the goalposts. I mean, the fact that, you know, everybody's touting the vaccines and we should get the vaccines, and then he says, "But I don't feel safe indoor dining with the vaccine." I mean, why is anybody doing any of this? So I think Fauci's got issues. But as far as just the administration's response, I think Trump used to get yelled at for calling it the China virus, for taking the money from the World Health Organization. And taking money from the World Health Organization. The first thing that Biden did was put us back in the World Health Organization, pay money directly to the Chinese, even though they took us to the cleaners with the coronavirus.
Outrageous.
And then, when they stand in front of the Secretary of State and talk about how terrible America is, do you think at that point he could have said,
Screw you. What
about the coronavirus? What about you lying about that? What about the Uyghurs that are in concentration camps right now? What about all of that?
Well, the administration's been very vocal about that. Way more so than the Trump administration.
Well, vocal is one thing, but what do you do? Is there some action you can take, like put a chokehold on some of the things the Chinese are doing? We talked yesterday about how they now have become one of the four largest seed co-ops controlling the seed that you have that can be planted for the, you know, so that's their 25% of the world is going to be eating food that's controlled by the seed manufacturer ChemChina from China. It just keeps getting deeper. The hole is bigger. We go down the rat hole more every day when we do business with them. And it's whether it's a companies or it's a government, whatever it is, we are asleep at the wheel, and we have been for a long time. All right, let's go to your home state, Victoria, if we can, with the latest data from New Jersey. Oof. What's going on?
Well, New Jersey yesterday, Governor Phil Murphy announced that New Jersey now ranks second in the U.S. in terms of coronavirus cases per
capita. Congratulations.
I know. It keeps going up. And New Jersey now has an infection rate of 300 cases per 100,000 over the last 7 days. Only Michigan is ahead of us at this point. They have 515 per 100,000. Minnesota has 248. New York, 244. Pennsylvania's 236. And but, you know, the interesting thing is, so essentially, this is, we have over 700 known variants in the state of New Jersey of COVID variants. So it's not just the B117.
Whoops, hold on a second. 700
yes.
variants, not
yeah.
seven, not 70,
700. Yeah.
700. How in the world are they keeping track to
well,
know?
Well, because every time someone tests positive, then they can
these
identify
are mutations
the strain
of yeah. the original one. Yeah, is that
yeah,
what
the
this
variant
is basically? Yeah.
Correct. So we know that the B117, aka the UK variant, that is the most dominant strain in every state. But New Jersey just has so many others, and it's always our proximity to New York, and we have Newark International Airport, so it's like mm-hmm. our JFK is Newark Airport, so we're always going to be pretty close tied to whatever New York has going on. The interesting thing, just by comparison, and this is something that I thought of you, Jen, when I was reading these stats, so California has no more, and this is a range of 40 to 76 cases per 100,000. So you guys at the top end maybe have 76 cases per 100,000. In New Jersey, we have, 300 cases. How are you guys still not open until until June 5th?
I
don't get it.
It's because it's all political. It is
you
all
guys
political.
Are so much better off than we are.
I mean, it's a fight. It's never been about the numbers. It's never been about the science. And the reason, by the way, that it's so good is because everybody's had it. We had such a huge surge that as much as, you know, the governor likes to say the closures, as much as the closures worked, everybody was sick. When we were closed down at our top point, that's when all the cases were blowing up. So when people talk about how well the closures go, I haven't seen any examples, at least around here, that that's true.
Mm. All right, so let's go now from the city to the rural areas of America with the stats there, because this is something would be, it's very interesting as far as who's getting it, but also who's taking the vaccine, because it seems that the farm areas in the country are way behind. Now, are the numbers of people getting sick higher or lower, because there isn't that much, you know, out in the, when you go out in the boonies, a lot of exchanges, it's the family on the farm, and that's pretty much it. So how do these shake out, Victoria?
Well, rural areas, obviously, you know, if you're not in a densely populated area, it's not going to spread as quickly. But mm-hmm. the interesting stats, though, are how many people don't want the vaccine ever. And 21% of rural residents, according to new polls, say that they will never get the vaccine. Of that group, 73% are Republican, 41% are white evangelical Christians, which we talked about last week.
No surprise there.
You know, a lot of religious leaders are trying to reach the congregations and get them to be vaccinated. But, you know, there are some places where some people say that they are willing to get the vaccine, but it just seems too hard to actually access.
Right. So
and a lot of pastors are trying to help, you know, facilitate that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The report cites places like Stephenville, Texas, which is a big college town. One wonders whether that has some impact. The Texas A&M Ag School is there. Used to be run by a very close friend of mine. I've been there a number of times. Remember the morning, Jennifer, I did the show from there with Jewel?
You do, yeah.
From the station on the campus. It's not cosmopolitan by any stretch of the imagination. It's a small town in the middle of nowhere, about 85 miles south and west of Dallas. And it's, you know, it's a college town, but yet it's a farming town. And I thought it was very interesting to see that place.
Well, I think there's something to be said for that, and maybe you comment on this. What surprises the life out of me about you, Doug, is that you were so quick to get the vaccine. This doesn't seem like your kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Seems like something that you wouldn't normally want.
I wouldn't.
I think a lot of farmers, a lot of people in rural areas probably feel the same way. Forget their religion for a second. I mean, obviously, it's maybe a double-edged problem because there are people who are Christian, who are evangelical Christians, who don't believe in this vaccine for religious reasons. But think about people in this lifestyle in farm country. They don't think that they need this. I mean, would you have thought that you needed it?
If I, you know, as a farmer, I think about it that way. I also think about it as an independent thinker. I don't think that I needed it. I don't think I'll ever have thought that I needed it in terms of my health and well-being. What I felt was it was necessary to get it for me to be able to live the life that I live, traveling a lot, being here and there, and not being stopped at the border and asked whether I've had a shot, all that stuff. I'm convinced there's going to be something like the TSA. I have TSA pre-access, or they call it pre-check, and I'm going to do, if there's a, something that you put in your record that proves that you had a shot, that'll probably be on a ticket. I'm convinced, especially international traveling, which I intend to do more of now that we've got the roof kind of off and we can get out and about. But that's the only reason. Make no mistake about it. That is the only reason that I am feeling comfortable around my family and their friends and that kind of stuff. But I didn't do it for me. I did it because I want access to other places.
But
and
I think
people.
So. That's just the point. I think there's a lot of people in rural America who are like, "Why do I need that? I'm out here in the boondocks.
Right. Some of that
living off
the
lands, that kind of stuff."
All right. Now, speaking of in the boondocks, Hawaii. Interesting. They have plans, Victoria, for a passport. The governor has issued another proclamation. He's not very popular with people. The people want the island opened up because it's a tourist I mean, the number
Hawaii
of businesses
so
have gone.
Strict.
Yeah. Right.
Oh my gosh, it was. We have some, you know, surfer friends who would you know typically go to Hawaii in the winter when the waves are really big and. Oh my gosh, they were really on lockdown. When you had to quarantine for 2 weeks, they meant it. They check on you. They arrest you if you were not quarantining. So, they're opening it up now. So here's the thing. I know you love Hawaii, but if you want to go to Hawaii, you're vaccinated. You won't have any problem. You don't have to quarantine. You don't have to take a negative, you don't have to show a negative test result. It makes it really easy if you've been vaccinated to go to Hawaii.
My plan is to go to Hawaii at least at some point every winter. I am a partial owner of a radio station over there, and I haven't even seen the station yet. So I want to go over there because it is like heaven, like paradise. It is the most wonderful
Hawaii
place.
Is so gorgeous.
Just fabulous place. And it really needs to be, I think, something, if you're going to live your life the way you want to live your life, that's a place to go and spend some time. So, but the governor has been very difficult. Very
well, because they have. Remember, it's about stopping the surge and protecting.
Yeah, no, I
don't.
Listen,
right?
I get
they don't
it.
Have a, they don't have a lot of hospitals to deal with people. It's very limited space.
Yeah,
so,
I don't blame him. I think that he's done a good job actually of keeping everyone contained.
Yeah. One of the things that has been a thorough thread through our discussion since it started last year has been your weight and how to make sure. I think this kind of fallen off of the charts, though, because there's so many other ways of getting, it seems, the COVID and having it, not having a severe case, a lot of statistics. But when it gets right down to the bottom line, whether you were worried about your weight through COVID, worried about getting diabetes because you were too heavy, your body mass index, you got 3 inches of fat around your waist, whatever it is that motivated you to start on a diet, good for you. Keep it up. If you've been on a diet and it's worked, but you're worried about keeping the weight off, just get on the Calotrin program. Calotrin, the weight loss formula that continues to work day after day, day in, day out, 7 days a week, all month, every... I'm just on this... And I encourage everybody to stay on the program because it'll keep the weight up, but it also helps a lot of other things in your body because of the makeup. It's a collagen protein digestive enzyme thing. Enzymes good for inside, collagen great for your skin, great for your bones, your joints, all that sort of stuff. And it works to help you keep the weight off. That's the way you, that's why you choose Calotrin. It's the way it works. Healthy weight loss personified with a product made in the United States, proudly in FDA-approved facilities. Calotrin, go to toploss.com. Use the...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Time is 53 after the hour here on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen now with Victoria and her overview of things. Here's, as she said to me a minute ago, you're going to love this. Here we go. Back to bad stuff linked to the Chinese government right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Yesterday, we told you about Population One, a new video game that works kind of like Fortnite, where the goal is to be the last person standing. But the cool thing about Population One is that this game happens entirely in VR, or virtual reality. We asked Gabe Brown, co-founder of Big Box VR and makers of Population One, about the gameplay.
Yeah, so Population One is a battle royale set in virtual reality. The magic of this is that you can climb anything in the world, so you're playing on a 1 kilometer map, so it's a humongous map. Anything you can see, you can climb. You can also fly off of tall structures, and you can also build using these tiles that allow you to make makeshift cover if you're getting shot at, or you can build a little sky elevator. And so a lot of the elements that you expect out of a battle royale with 18 players together in a server together.
Check it out at population1vr.com. That's population1vr.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
All right, Victoria, what's the bad news for people? This is something, once again, the Chinese government, bad guys. How so?
Well, it looks like any other wireless security camera that you can buy on Amazon. However, it is made by Dahua, which is D-A-H-U-A. It's one of the few Chinese surveillance providers that the U.S. Defense Department and NASA are banned from doing business with. Yet these cameras are readily available right on Amazon. And there is no warning that says anything, any connection to the Chinese military. So the U.S. government has said, accuses Dahua of supporting the Chinese military. And meaning that whatever camera that you buy made by this brand on Amazon for your home, it could end up in the Chinese government's hands. All that footage can go right to them. And so that's the fear. It's not necessarily a guarantee, but that is the concern. So the U.S. blacklisted Dahua for human rights abuses. An estimated 1 million people have been sent to internment camps in China. We've talked about this, the Uyghur Muslim population. And Dahua is accused of contributing by sharing its technology to monitor these camps. So now these Dahua camps or cameras are being sold in plain sight on Amazon. There's no warning. There's absolutely nothing there warning customers of government ties to China or of human rights violations.
Where is our government on all this? Where the hell where is everybody asleep on this?
Well, no, I mean, this is now coming to light, and this is really an Amazon, it's a problem. So there's also another company called Hikvision.
Well, Amazon
from China.
Doesn't give a damn. All they care about is money. They're not going to help Americans.
You know what the truth is? Amazon's too big to catch all the products that they have.
Sure
that's
are.
The real problem.
Like the government.
Yeah, and so Hikvision's products also are, they use names like DC Security, even though they're based in China. This is another company that the U.S. has said they are not allowed to do business with us. And so this is also readily available on Amazon. And so a lot of tech experts are now saying, look, Amazon's going to do a much better job of knowing which products they have and sourcing these connections between the products and the abuses.
Yeah.
They have to do a much better job. And so Amazon admits that they hastily purchased these Dahua thermal cameras back in 2020 because they were trying to protect their employees in the factories from COVID, because the thermal cameras were basically monitoring people's body temperatures. And so Amazon has now said, because they've been busted here, they said they don't intend on buying any more of these cameras. But who knows? I mean, the Chinese government could have been monitoring what was going on in
Amazon.
They
can monitor what's going on in factories, what's going on in your backyard. They can see all of the landscape, know what to do with it. There's a lot of monkey business here.
Yes, exactly.
Here's Elon Musk, who's been demoing brain implants with a video of a monkey playing a video game.
The Geek Out.
A few months ago, we told you about Elon Musk's announcement of Neuralink. That's the business of brain implants, allowing for control of devices with your brain. Ideally, this technology would be used for people with disabilities, but last week, to show off their progress, Musk produced a video of a monkey playing a video game. The monkey's name is Pager, and in the video, he's playing Pong, which comes after initially teaching him to play the game with a joystick. The implant learned how he plays it by reading his brain signals, and now can mimic those as commands. As Pager just plays visually, his brain is the controller. You kind of need to see it for yourself, so we've tweeted the video of Monkey Mind Pong over at the Geek Out.
Are you ready to start investing but aren't sure how? Go for the gains you deserve safely with this free special report from Wall Street trader and financial expert Jared Dillian. Claim your free copy at jaredradio.com. That's jaredradio.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.